The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. We have made it. Yes, indeed, BTN News listeners, it is Friday. And welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 24th of August, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Now, there's been rumors for quite a bit now about Facebook possibly getting into the speaker business. You know, smart speaker business, just like all the others are right now. But this adds a little bit more proof in the pudding. Seems Facebook is now starting to test speech recognition. And we all know you pretty much need that when you're going to build one of these smart speakers. There's been a video that's been discovered that showed the company is testing a program called Aloha. And what it basically does is recognize and transcribe speech. And on top of this, the new rumors are that the company is moving ahead with the efforts and will develop two voice-powered smart speakers that are planning to be unveiled sometime later this year. Of course, we've heard this before. We were supposed to be seeing something in May of this year and it never happened. So take this with a pinch of salt. Who says the tablet's dead? Well, Lenovo's saying it ain't dead. Why? Well, get ready for a bunch of new Android tablets coming your way from Lenovo. Three models to be exact, coming in 7, 8, and 10 inches. Now, the first one, the P10, that's the 10-inch pad, 10.1 inch if you want to get technical. Got 4 gigs of RAM, 32 gigabytes of storage, and it'll be running Android Oreo. Then we got the E8, which as you probably guessed, you see the trend here, that's an 8-inch display, 1 gig of RAM, and 16 gigabytes of storage. That'll be running Android Nougat, though. And of course, the runner-up, yep, you guessed it, E7. 7-inch display, 1 gigabyte of RAM, 16 gigabytes of storage, running Android Oreo the Go edition. Yes, you heard that correctly. Now, are these like the new wave of awesome computing tablet technology? No. This is more of, yeah, I don't want to spend much on a tablet. Particularly the E7, starting in at $70. Yep, pretty dang cheap. Meanwhile, the E10, the highest-end tablet, will set you back about $130. All supposedly going to be launching sometime in October this year. And finally, oh, the 90s. Oh, Windows XP. Yeah, you remember that. That's when Apple really sucked and XP was king. Well, if you want to relive those memories, now you can with an app. Yes, Windows 95 is now an app. And regardless if you're a Mac, a Windows, or a Linux fan, it can be installed there. So who would have taken the time to put this together? Well, Slack developer Felix Risberg. He apparently had the nostalgic itch and thought, eh, why the hell not? Now, the app is actually only 129 megabytes in size. Once you get the thing up and running, it only takes up about 200 megabytes of RAM. I know, not too bad. And that's even when you're running the Windows 95 system utilities, apps, and games. And speaking of apps and games, yep, all the classic ones are there. WordPad, Phone Dialer, oh yes, the Phone Dialer. MS Paint, and yes, Minesweeper. Unfortunately though, if you're a big fan of Internet Explorer at that time, yeah, that's not working so well. So if you're bored this Friday afternoon, you're thinking, ah, man, I don't want to work anymore than we kids here. Head on over to GitHub right now and live out the rest of your Friday like it's 1995. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, powered by TSO Host. Don't forget, awesome savings for web hosting over there right now as long as you use the special code from BTN. That's BTN30. You can use that at checkout and get 30% off. How cool is that? Don't forget to check out our social media pages, too. You can find us at Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, and always on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swan. And our lovely BTN community over at our Slack room. Come Slack with us. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can easily find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show is ready for the weekend, and it's going to be a little bit longer for the weekend for the News Show, boys and girls. Sorry, News Show won't be back till Tuesday next week. I, once again, am going to be away on business on Monday. Have no fear, though. I will be back with you on Tuesday next week, and I'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend and including Monday, too. But until then, rock out with your Windows 95 today and have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.